I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Young people are looking for something normal as they try to recover from not one, but two major earthquakes. Missionaries with Send International are trying to give it to them. When municipal soccer camps were canceled because of the radiation scare and the rolling blackouts, Send International missionary Anne-Marie Smoker says they did soccer camps and were able to share the hope of Christ.
Sometimes some of the kids left before noon. When we broke up, a pastor from the local church would come and share the gospel. So we did that every day.
Next, what would happen if people started memorizing large chunks of the Bible? Well, you'd get improved evangelism and discipleship. The Evangelical Free Church of India felt so strongly about this, they made a decision at a recent assembly. Moy Padidi with Bibles for the World says they've dedicated the next 2 years to Bible reading and memorization. But that won't happen without Bibles. Padidi suggests
there will be a revival of Bible reading and committing to memory significant verses that will be helpful for their daily life.
Bibles for the World is printing thousands of Bibles that you can help with online. And it can be hard to know how to effectively reach youth with the gospel. Jesus Film Project released a short film this week that could be a big help in that. Since anime animation is extremely popular among youth in Asia, Europe, and America, the Jesus Film made a 9-minute anime to tell the gospel. The story has a twist, though. It's the crucifixion told from the perspective of a thief who hangs alongside Jesus. Find links to watch the film or its trailer at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.